Hey, Dog Speak Geeks, do you know that we offer virtual lessons? You can sign up at any time through info@dogspeak101.com. Also, don't miss out on our dog communication seminar on demand or one of our live seminars in Middle Tennessee. We would love to assist you with any and all problems that you have, so give us a call, set up your session today. Hey, Dog Speak Geeks. Hope you're having a wonderful week. Oh, the weather is starting to get a little bit nicer. I don't know about you, but it is muddy, it's wet, and I have a puppy. And so today, I just want to do a quick little piece on enrichment activities for terriers. Now, I'm going to focus on one enrichment activity for terriers that I know many of you probably struggle with. And it's not just terriers that love to do this. It's also puppies. Puppies tend to really enjoy this as well. Can you guess what I'm talking about? Well, I guess if you saw the title to the episode, then you probably already know. We're going to talk about digging. Now, digging is something that is very natural for your terriers, your puppies, even some of your scent hounds will scent on the ground. And so this is something that we can really help give our dogs an outlet without getting angry, without losing, you know, our beautiful yard or our garden getting messed up. There are a lot of things that we can do, but I'm going to talk about one little specific thing that you can do. It's very affordable, it's very easy, and it is a great way to take your dog's desire for digging and put it in a location that is more appropriate. So we're still meeting your dog's needs, but also meeting your needs for a nice yard or a nice garden. And that is why when we talk about our dog's genetic needs, that a lot of times people say, well, you know, my dog is digging. I need him to stop digging. And they see it as a bad behavior. And in reality, many times, it's just the dog's natural instinct. So it's like, if you're going to get a terrier, if you're going to get a terrier puppy, or you're going to go adopt a terrier, you have got to make a plan to give them an outlet for digging. Do all terriers need to dig? Not necessarily, right? That gene has that predisposition there doesn't mean it's going to happen. But in general, I want to talk about that digging with terriers. But again, it's not just terriers. Every dog has the ability to dig, and a lot of dogs will have the desire to dig. It's not a bad behavior. It's something that they naturally feel the need to do, whether it's hearing a rodent underneath the ground, whether it is smelling something really good in there, maybe they're lacking in some nutrients or minerals, and so they're digging to eat dirt. Maybe it's really hot out and they're digging to find a cool spot, right? Because as you dig, it gets cool under there, and so the dogs will lay in that cool dirt area. There are a lot of reasons. Now, if you have a dog who is trying to cool off, and so they're digging, creating a dig zone is not going to be so helpful necessarily. I encourage you to find other ways to help your dog stay cool. But if your dog is going after critters, or they're just doing it because they have this desire and there's no real active need, right? They're not hearing anything. They just say, hey, dirt, I have nails. Let's do this thing. Then a dig zone is going to be good. Now, what do I mean by a dig zone? I mean creating an area where a dog has access to dig to their heart's content. And that is a great way to help meet that need and keep your sanity. So let's talk about what that dig zone looks like. There are a couple of ways you can do it. You can build a dig box using wood. You can dig out an area in your yard. But I find one of the easiest ways is to purchase a child-sized sandbox, or you can even do a baby pool. And this is going to be a specific area. I'm going to tell you what I like about the child sandbox is a lot of them come with tops that go on it. And I like that because it's going to keep it cleaner. It's going to keep it dry so that when your dog is needing to go dig, you can take the top off. Or if it's just nice days, you keep the top off. You could do the same thing with a baby pool, just maybe put something over top of it. It really doesn't matter. The baby pools are so cheap, and you can get those easily at most stores. Now, what are we going to put in there? There are a few things that you can put in. I have seen people take dirt and put it in there, topsoil, things like that. I personally think that putting sand in the dig boxes are the best. Sand is easy to clean. It is easy to put items into. So we're going to be putting some things into the sand so the dogs have something to dig for. So I find sand just an easier thing to use. And it's cheap. It's very affordable. So you could literally make a dig box for probably $25. And that's going to save you a lot of heartache and pain for dealing with your yard. So how are we going to teach this? You're going to put your, we're going to just say your sandbox, and we're going to put our sand in. And then what you're going to do is you're going to take some of your dog's favorite items. So maybe it's a chew stick, a trachea, maybe it's a duck head, or, and these are obviously dehydrated. It's some type of really yummy chew thing. Now you can do a big treat, but I like kind of some chew things. Something like a trachea is great because it's going to be long enough to stick through the sand, but it's also going to be something that dogs can really chomp into, but they can also digest quickly. So it's a rapid reinforcement style. Instead of an antler or a yak chew that may take a little bit longer. What you're going to do is you can take a couple of these, and you're going to put them into the sandbox, and you're going to leave just about a half an inch to an inch of the reward showing at the top. And you can take your dog over to it. You can either have them on a leash so they have to kind of remain in that area. You can fence it in so the dog remains in the area. Or you can just let the dog be free to go over to it when they want. But I like to take them over and say, hey, look, this is your new dig area. And there are really yummy items in here that you can dig for. And once they start sniffing around and they get a whiff of that reward that you're using, they're naturally going to try to get it with their mouth, and then they're going to start the digging process. Now, if it's a terrier, they may go straight into digging. And then as they're digging, you don't have to necessarily reinforce verbally, but you're welcome to. And then they're going to dig down enough to get that item, and then they're going to run off and go chew it. And when they do that, you want to go put a couple of other rewards in there. That way, anytime they go over, they're automatically sniffing and they're smelling these rewards, and then they'll start digging there. And what we want is we want this dig box to be as close to a 100% reward system as possible, meaning each time they dig in it, I would love for them to be able to find something. As they get more comfortable with it, you can start to decrease the percentage of wins. So maybe it's only 60 or 70% of getting an item, because the digging itself should be rewarding if you have a terrier. But we really do want to have that kind of top-notch reward as they dig through. Because if they're digging in your yard and you have, say, a rodent underneath the ground, they're going to dig to try to catch that rodent. And if they catch that rodent, that is a huge reward. So I want to make sure I'm giving more rewards in the dig area. So if you're only getting a reward 10% of the time for digging in the yard, but you're getting a reward 80% of the time for digging in the dig box, then we're going to assume that they're going to understand that digging in the dig box is more important. Now, I say assume because it could be that maybe the trachea that you put in may not be as rewarding as that rodent. And so that is something we just have to watch your dogs, you know, make some notes and get an understanding of what your dog truly desires. Don't automatically assume. Watch, write it down, keep a journal. And it's really helpful to kind of know, how can I meet my dog's need to where they're really feeling fulfilled? Maybe I'm using the wrong reward. Maybe they would like to have a stuffed animal in there that is, you know, reminiscent of some prey that they catch, and maybe there's some treats inside of that. So it's kind of part of our go hunt game, but it's in the sandbox instead. Every dog is going to be different, and you just have to decide what your dog likes. All right, now, as you do this over and over, your dog will learn that that area of dig is more appropriate than the yard. So if you do catch them digging in the yard, you can just redirect them. Okay, I don't want you to punish. Don't want you to get firm, loud, scary. Just go over and say, oh, not the right place to dig. Let's go over here and dig here. And so we're going to physically take them over there and say, this is where you need to dig. So that we're helping them understand that that is the spot where they can get out this genetic need or just overall desire. It's a really easy thing to do. Now, if you have an area that you don't mind the dog digging and you want to put it on command, I mean, I've often thought about letting my dog help me dig out a hole. I mean, they can be pretty quick. You can put it on command, right? I put drink water, get water. That is one of my commands. I want her to get water when I ask her to. That's not the only time she can get water, but because she's going to be a working dog, I want to ensure that she takes the opportunity to drink water when I give it to her. And really, I'm not expecting her to drink a ton. I just need her to at least attempt. Stick your nose in it, get one little lap, just something. So I can do the same thing with digging and with really anything that I don't mind. So I hope this helps you understand that we don't have to look at our dog's behaviors and think they're just bad, right? That they're exhibiting bad behavior. It may be bad in your mind, but in their mind, it is something natural. It is possibly a part of their genetics, and it's something they enjoy. And it's our job to ensure we can meet that need safely and more appropriately for the relationship that the dog is in. Because I don't want my yard filled with holes. I love to have grass. I love to have a pretty yard. I'm working hard at, I say hard, not as hard as I probably should, but I'm working on getting my yard to look nice. And with a puppy, she's definitely been digging. Will I create a dig pit for her or a dig zone? I don't know, because I don't know if she's going to grow out of it because she's just doing it as a puppy, or if it's a true desire that she has. So what I'll do is I'll watch her when we're out and about. Say we're walking in the woods, walking in a field. I will watch to see how much does she attempt to dig, and is she digging after something or is she just digging for fun? And that's the thing, is we have to observe our animals to truly get an idea of what the motivation is. Do we need to even meet that somewhere that's more appropriate? Or can we just say, yeah, we're good with the way it's going, let's move on? Or is it something that could be dangerous for the dog and we need to worry about? All right, mostly digging is not an issue. Now, if you have a dog who's digging in their bed, digging in carpet, they're probably just trying to create a soft place. So maybe take that in consideration, that they would rather have a bunch of blankets for a bed instead of a flat dog bed. Maybe they like to have more cuddle things around them. So again, observe your dog's behavior. You'll be surprised at what you can learn about your dog by just observing their natural instincts and natural desires. So, you know, if you've done anything else with a dig pit, if you've created another type dig zone, let us know, because I love to hear people's ideas. So there are some people that get very creative on how they're doing their dig zones or their dig pits, dig areas, right? So let me know. Shoot us an email. Let me know what you guys are using to help satisfy your dog's need for digging, because it is a normal thing. Now, if you've not signed up for our newsletter, please be sure. We are going to be putting it out tomorrow, which is Wednesday. And the article this week on our blog is going to be about digging. So be sure you check that out. We have our new videos on walking have been uploaded to YouTube. So be sure that you are following and subscribe so you're not missing the new videos. I do put them out randomly, and very soon, very, very soon, you guys are going to get to see the video of Willow imprinting on human remains. And it was her very first time at being introduced to it. And we have it all on video. I'm going to go through and check it out. And I will probably be posting those on one of our social media channels somewhere. Don't know if I have enough to create a YouTube video for it, but you never know. I may break it down and help you guys use it as a guide on teaching your dog nose work. So if I'm going to do that, I've just got to do a little voiceover, unless Gray's already done that for me, which would be awesome. And Gray still is going to come on and talk about nose work. He's just, our timing has been off since it's happened, but I will get him on here very soon, and we will be talking about that. Because I think that nose work is something that not enough people take advantage of, when it is, again, a very natural behavior for dogs to do. So we've talked about digging this week. Maybe next week we can get into that nose work. All right, guys, I appreciate you. One more thing as well. I have some dog speak items that I have here at the house, like shirts, tank tops, sweatshirts. We have our wine glasses, the tumblers. We have several things that we are going to be selling at a very reasonable price, because I need to get them out of this house. We've had them for too long. I'm ready to get them out of the house, and I want to start creating some new shirts and some new fun things that you guys can wear. So I need to get rid of this stuff so I can order more. So if you are interested in any of that, shoot me an email. Brittany is working on the page, and I believe the page is up, but we don't have the shopping cart set up. So if there's something you see that you're interested in, shoot me an email. I can give you the details. We can do a simple Venmo, and then I can just mail it out to you. And of course, we still have things on Bonfire, but I just find that those things are just so expensive. I don't like charging that much for things, and that's Bonfire's, you know, price. So I'm trying to find ways to get you guys some merchandise that's going to be affordable for everyone. All right. I appreciate you guys. I hope you have an absolutely wonderful rest of the week.